This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Leaders of Southeast Asian countries on Saturday reached agreement towards resolving the crisis in military-ruled Myanmar at an emergency meeting in Indonesia. Six heads of state and three foreign ministers met for 2 hours in Jakarta with Myanmar's top general and coup leader. Two diplomatic sources tell Reuters there are 5 points of agreement, including starting dialogue, ending violence, allowing humanitarian help in the country, releasing political prisoners, and appointing a special regional envoy for the Myanmar crisis. India has set another world record for daily coronavirus infections. Nearly 350,000 new cases were reported Saturday, the third straight day with a global record high mark. Patients and families are overwhelming New Delhi hospitals, with India facing a surging second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Doctors say there is now one death every 4 minutes in the capital city. Some patients say they are being turned away from hospitals. There's a shortage of beds, medical oxygen, and healthcare workers. Germany is the latest of several countries to restrict travel from India, following Canada, Britain, and Kuwait. Berlin's health minister said Saturday a new variant has made the South Asian country a coronavirus hotspot. German citizens will still be allowed to enter the country when arriving from India after testing and quarantine. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the Voice of America mobile app. This is VOA News. Israel's warplane struck the Gaza Strip Saturday after Palestinians fired rockets into Israel following a second night of clashes in East Jerusalem. The Israeli army says 36 rockets were launched, the most in a single night this year. The U.S. says it's deeply concerned by the escalating violence, while the European Union is calling for restraint. Israeli security forces have been clashing with Palestinians angry about Ramadan restrictions. On Thursday, hundreds of Jewish extremists tried to march to the site of the clashes, but were halted by police. There have been dozens of arrests and at least 20 officers wounded. Indonesia's Navy says items have been found from a missing submarine, indicating the vessel with 53 crew members has sunk. Officials said Saturday that rescuers found several items. They include parts of a torpedo, a grease bottle believed to be used to oil a periscope, and prayer rugs from the submarine. Indonesia earlier considered the submarine that disappeared on Thursday off Bali as just missing, but it now declares the submarine as officially sank with no hopes of finding any survivors. Officials said oxygen supply for its 53 crew would have run out early Saturday. U.S. health officials have determined that it is safe to use the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine after a pause of nearly 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Europe's drug regulators said again on Friday that benefits of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine outweigh any risks. It's part of ongoing reviews into rare blood clots to help nations determine the shot's use. The renewed backing comes after several countries in the European Union and worldwide have limited the use of either the AstraZeneca or J&J vaccine, while Denmark has stopped use altogether after possible links to clotting issues were confirmed. The interim analysis by a committee of the European Medicines Agency determined that serious side effects of rare blood clots are likely to occur in 1 out of 100,000 vaccinated people, the regulator said in a statement. A man fatally stabbed a police administrative worker as she walked into a police station in a Paris commuter town on Friday, and President Emmanuel Macron said France has again been the victim of a terrorist attack. The attacker stabbed the woman in the throat, two security sources said. Macron identified the victim and said the nation stood by her family's side. The attacker was apparently shot dead by police officers. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.